podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Is that he boxed the other week? I told you he flew in from Japan. That poor boy didn't even know where he was when he landed.
May I stop? Tundi called that. Tundi said that fight's going one round. I just wanted to know.
Listen,
that.
I did as well. I know you did as well. He went to Winter Wonderland. He scoffed a bacon roll, threw one punch, and got knocked out.
See, Sam, don't play with Sam. Sam is a serious guy.
Devil, are you, sir?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good, bro. I'm good.
You thought it was the police in it, Sam? Bro. Bro. I know them shady voices. I know them. You know when you try to set yourself.
Hello.
Oh my god! I was letting you lot speak, bro. It's an unknown number.
Bro, you're from up north. You sounded like you was Portuguese.
You know what?
I don't.
You know what? Can we run it through the system? It comes out like that. It's me, Spencer. I mean,
bro. So,
hello?
You're a trickster. Hey, Sam's a trickster,
he's
bro.
A living general.
Oh my god.
Good.
That killed me. Oh man, killed me.
How you doing, man? How you doing?
Oh god.
No way. Put on your normal accent now.
back to normal now.
Put on the accent you did when you signed Joe Jays. Put on that accent, the real accent.
Yeah.
Go on, man. Anyway. Some fireway cements, go on.
Yeah. All right, Sam, you know what we're here to talk about, son. You know what I mean? A certain man, Daniel Dubois, is meant to be fighting your guy, Joe Joyce. That's the talk of the town.
Is that real?
That's the talk. That's what we're hearing, that fight could be happening and all the rest of it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a fight. It's gonna happen. The fans want it, so we're gonna make it happen.
I like that.
So, obviously, I know you're very confident because you've spoken before off air. Right?
Yeah.
Why? What makes you so confident that Joe Joyce, the juggernaut, can deal with the wrecking machine in Dangerous Daniel Dubois, Triple D?
Experience. Vast amounts of experience. And that's what's going to win Joe the fight, in my opinion. Like, this is serious as well. Do you remember watching The Revenant? Have you watched The Revenant, the Leonardo DiCaprio film?
Yes, I have.
Do you remember when that grizzly bear just goes down
Messes him up.
And mauls him up. Mauls him up horrible. That's the style of stoppage you're going to see. Late round, deep waters, big Revenant, horrific stoppage.
Come on, bro. Sam, bro. You know Sam's a hype man as well.
Listen to me. Trust me.
Sam, you're trying to raise the paycheck, innit?
No, not at all. My paycheck's the same.
Bro, whatever. Listen, let's get this fight cracking because it's definitely, when Spencer was told him, because you know me, I'm like, I live in a cocoon sometimes and you know, Spencer said, yeah, you know, the fight is a possibility.
I've seen where you live, Tundi. I need some of your money.
Don't try that one. Listen, I'm on unemployment benefit. I'm Nigerian, remember? sorry. We've got to be serious. I mean, every time me and Spencer hook up, it's just all jokes in this show here, but we're trying to be serious.
I'm just being 100 with you. Right, the experience that see, like when people say like how they see this fight going, like, and lots of people, everybody's like the outsiders, but like the boxing fans, everybody's going heavy on Daniel Dubois.
Yeah, everyone.
Listen,
yeah,
but when you speak to the insiders, right?
Is that true?
Like Team GB, those guys.
Speak to Team GB, Fraser Clark, all of them guys.
For real?
All of these guys, they're heavily
is that
going
real?
On Joe Joyce.
Oh, wow.
Heavily going on Joe Joyce. Like,
what are you saying, oh, wow, for Sunday?
No, me and Sam are cool. We talk every day.
No, we have to punch him up when we see him.
You know that, I don't really hear nothing. I'll be honest with you. You know me.
He's in the cocoon.
Me and Sam always just crack joke about me blocking people. That's what we know. But obviously, I actually haven't really heard nothing. Because I haven't really been in tune with it. But, you know, Spencer's the one I really get the boxing news from. And then, you know, he tells me that most people are favouring Dubois. And
heavily favouring Dubois. That's, it's good, though. It's good. That's a 22-year-old who's done, let's be honest, who's he beat? I mean, Nathan Gorman, I know him personally. And I don't want to take the win away from Daniel, because listen, he got the job done, didn't he? And he looked great. Mm-hmm. He looked fantastic, great. Yeah. But Nathan Gorman's kid was in hospital for a long period of that camp. Okay. And you could see he's never boxed in his life like that against Daniel. So look, that's his only credible win. I mean, the geezer that he boxed the other week, I told you, he flew in from Japan. That poor boy didn't even know where he was when he landed.
May I stop? Tundi called that. Tundi said that fight's going one round. I just wanted to know.
Listen,
that.
I did as well. I know you, I did as well. He went to Winter Wonderland, he scoffed a bacon roll, threw one punch and got knocked out.
You see, Sam, don't play with Sam, you know. Sam is a serious guy when it comes to hype. But yeah, I mean, listen, you know, I didn't follow Joe. I mean, I watched the Olympic final, which I believe that, in my opinion, Joe won that fight. And, you know, he hasn't put really a foot wrong as a professional. And I guess the same can be said for Daniel Dubois. So definitely it's going to be an interesting fight. One that I think the whole world is going to be watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. So this is what people know. It's not just a low level fight. This is two guys that are both, between them both, they're both ranked in the top 10 in all the governing bodies. All of them. Like, Joe is above the rankings in the WBA. He's number 9 in the WBC. I think Daniel Dubois is
7.
9 in the IBF. I think he's 6 or 7 in the WBO. So, like, between them, they're highly ranked.
Yes.
So, the experience that you're saying, like, he could maul him late. Get through those heavy shots, because like we're seeing, Daniel Dubois now is becoming like this hellacious puncher.
He's being dubbed his puncher, but listen, he's no Deontay Wilder. He's not a bigger puncher than Anthony Joshua. Remember, Joe sparred him many times. He sparred Joshua thousands of rounds. He's a concussive puncher, but look what, remember what that Ghanaian that he fought? What's his name? Richard Latte. Richard Latte stunned him.
Latte did stun him.
And he was heavily jet lagged as well. You see, like, again, he was another one. He didn't know what planet he was on. He landed, didn't know where anything was. Got in the ring and had a 5-round tear up with him.
Listen, Sam, I'm playing God's advocate here. I ain't no devil. I'm playing God's advocate here. We're not forgetting that Daniel's very young.
Yeah.
And that, as the days pass, he's only going to get stronger, in my opinion. So,
100%. So we better fight him sooner rather than later then.
Yes, definitely. I just think that, we're talking about, I know you're talking about, he's not a bigger puncher than AJ and who else did he say? He said someone, Wilder. But
Wilder.
I don't know. I remember hearing that Daniel had a common opponent with AJ and Daniel got him out of there quickly.
No, never.
Is that
the
right?
The common opponent was Kurt Johnson.
Kevin Johnson was the common opponent.
Yeah, common opponent. And he went 10 rounds with him. Right? Okay. He went the distance with him.
I remember
Joshua just steamrolled him.
I remember Kevin Johnson saying he wasn't a puncher.
Wow.
He's not remember after the fight, Kevin Johnson did say that. But he looks like a puncher to me.
If you stand at arm's length and let someone the size of Daniel Dubois, let me put it to you like this, and you'll like this, Spencer. This is good talk. Yeah. So, Joe is a big, strong man.
Yes.
Dubois is a big, strong boy. There's the difference.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Hold on.
You're going to use them that with that one in future, aren't you, Sunday?
Trust me, you know, I steal people's lyrics. But yeah, that's a great point. That's
but you know what? Point. This fight could come up like in like kind of two ways to me. Because I remember in 1999, there was a big, strong kid from, where was he from? Derby or somewhere. But he was trained outside in Pele Reed.
Pele Reed. The Kung Fu Don.
Right, the Kung Fu. Used to do the splits in the ring and everything else. Coming in them.
I remember that guy.
Used to come into the ring with them.
Some skirt.
The skirt business. Like he was a limbo dancer. Right?
I remember him.
Right? I remember he was clapping at everyone.
Everyone.
Everybody. I remember he fought Wayne Llewellyn, clapped him out viciously. He was knocking out everyone. At the time there, we had two young up-and-coming prospects, and then we had the elder statesman who was in a kind of late Indian summer in Julius Francis, who became the British heavyweight champion by beating
this
Delaney.
This is a great, great point you're making, right? Spence.
Okay, and then this was at the York Hall as well.
Yes, I was there.
Roadblock. Roadblock. I was at the fight as well. And Julius Francis.
Old man him
and beat him up and stopped him. And nobody expected that to happen. We thought that this young, big, strong.
Was he Nigerian?
Mandingo.
Was Nigerian.
Powerhouse.
Yeah, he was a powerhouse. Yeah, right? We thought this old Mandingo man was going to come.
Wait, you can't say that, Ben.
Yeah, you.
Sam.
Yeah, right?
Sorry.
You know what I mean? And he got beat by him. So this fight, this is where we're going to see, like, is he a hype job or is he the real deal? And I pray that this fight happens like now, as in now. Next few months that this fight happens, because it'll be great for British boxing as well. It'd be great for the platform, because you guys are on BT. It'd be great for the platform as well to get
a fight
like that. Yeah, it'd be a big fight, and like
the thing is,
and for the fans, it'd be brilliant.
Yeah, the thing is, I disagree a little bit. I don't ever disagree with a lot, but I disagree a little bit. I don't think if Joe Joyce beats him, I think that's disrespectful in the sense that Joe beats, because this is what everyone's going to say. If Joe beats, I don't want anybody to say he's a hype job. He can come back. He can come back. But Joe's just done a lot more than him. He's fought Tony Yoka. He's fought Fraser Clark. Listen, you don't beat somebody like Fraser Clark, who's going to go and hopefully, touch wood, he's going to hopefully go on and win the Olympic gold medal this year, which he fully deserves. You don't beat somebody like that four or five times, I think he's beat Fraser Clark, if you're no good. He's beat Filip Ergovic. They're raving about Filip Ergovic.
Sorry to cut you. I heard rumours that Daniel knocked Fraser Clark out in sparring.
Listen. I've heard rumours that Daniel Dubois is not flipping King Kong out in sparring.
I'm just saying, can you confirm or deny that?
1,000,000%. He's never knocked out Fraser Clark in sparring. He never dropped any of the GB lads, ever.
Oh, wow. Right.
So remember there was running the story that he did the same thing to Anthony Joshua. What's your take on that?
Apparently, he's done the same thing to Joe Joyce. I'll tell you exactly what happened. Joe said it was sparring. They were having it. Do you know what? Joe's like happy-go-lucky in the reason. And Dubois hit him with a huge right hand. And Joe just went, he nearly knocked his head guard off. And then Joe just got quite straight back to it. He said, if you stand in front of Daniel Dubois and let him hit you square on, you're going to be in trouble, because he's got heavy hands, he's got a good jab, but he's not knocked anybody out in sparring in the GB setup. Why do you think he left?
Oh,
insecurities.
Wow.
Oh, wow. 100%. Why would you not at 19 years old go and challenge for a place in the Olympic Games?
Because
with
somebody's offering you a lot of money. Is that a reason?
You're a clever guy. If you win a medal in the Olympics, you're going to get even more money.
Very true. But
why
some
sell
people,
yourself short?
No, but some people are not so, you know, they don't see that far ahead. They just see the short change. And unfortunately, most people take that.
Well, he needs better advice. Well, he needed better advice.
Yep. Or sometimes, as we say to people, don't downgrade your dreams to match your reality. Mm. Upgrade your faith to match your vision.
Come on.
Don't chase the money, chase the dream.
And that's why I say,
dream it, believe it, becoming.
Come on, you know what it's said. Come on.
Right, Ewa, so Sam, come on, man, get Big Joe on the phone. Yeah, I mean, if he's not resting up right now, get him on the phone. You got to draw him on. You got to draw
him on. Is he pounded yam right now?
Yeah, you know that he's Niger man. What's going on, Joe Joy? Spencer the Knowledge Pharaoh, Baba Tunde Ajayi, the Master Genius. What's going on, bruv?
Oh, not much. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, man. Blessed. Happy New Year to you as well, sir.
Happy New Year, Joe. This is the immigration office. This is the immigration office. We want to see your passport, your bank statements, and
your,
the rest of it.
Your card number and your account number.
And your sort code. Yes,
yeah. We've heard. There's a pigeon in your account right now in the bank. So we need it now. Fast, quick. Give it to us.
Anyway, let me introduce to the Fight Is Right listeners the one, the only, the juggernaut, Mr. Joe Joyce.
I like it.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
We just had your manager on the phone, Sam.
What a guy.
Yeah, very, very funny guy as well. So what we was talking about is that there's talk of the big potentiality of you and Daniel Dubois fighting. Now, Sam has just torn it to shreds, broke it down and everything else. Why you're going to win the fight? I just want to keep it simple. I'd like to talk about your career and all the rest of it, but, you know, we can do that at a later stage. If this fight gets made, why are you going to win, sir?
Because I'm the juggernaut and I'm more experienced than what I've won. And I don't know, it's going to be a 50-50 fight. It's exciting and I think I'm going to beat him.
So, you've sparred in the past, obviously, and any stories you can... Is any... Anything we can take from those spots?
Not really. Just, you know, just a sparring in GB. Like, we'd like mix it up. There'd be, you know, DeBar be there. There'd be Joshua, Fraser Clark, you know, even Dave Allen, Coley sometimes.
Okay.
We just used to mix it up and that. And, yeah, it used to be good sparring. Oh, yeah, Gorman was there as well.
Mm.
Yeah. It was just like,
no. Even though you can't read too much into sparring and stuff, and like Sam did say, like one time that he said that Daniel Dubois hit you with a big shot, he didn't do nothing to you, just hit your head guard off. But then we're hearing all kind of rumors that you was not that inspiring by him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So can we have an answer, please? Can you confirm or deny if the juggernaut was injured in the spot? But I know, we know.
See, that's your manager saying that. Yeah, he ain't doing no favors, but you need to drop his 25% to 5% now.
No, Sam knows how to hype up the thing. But yeah, you know, I believe it's going to be a great fight, Joe. You know, Sam has alluded that, you know, your experience will play a major factor in this fight. And, you know, I was just having a brief look at your professional career. In only 10 fights, you know, there's some notable names on this career. I mean, taking on Ian Lewison for your first fight, I know to a lot of people they might not know, but that's serious. That's a serious fight.
That's a very serious statement.
You know, for you.
If you have a look at my box rec, all them guys, they all got winning records. They're all like
100%. Even Joe Hanks.
They all got winning records. Like, he's only had like one or two.
Bermain Stavern.
Ustinov. Bryant Jennings. These are top guys, you know. And, you know, you only had 10 professional fights. And, you know, even so far in your professional career, that's very, very deep. You know, I mean, he dealt with the little Jameer Khan boy. Leroy Thomas. Yeah, we dealt with him. But, you know, I remember when Joe Hanks came over to London and he was over Derek Chisora's gym.
Okay.
And I remember he was giving Derek some good spars. You understand?
Joe Hanks. It's called the future.
I remember. I remember there was a lot of talk about him. And didn't he fight Andy Ruiz? Did Andy Ruiz stop him? And I thought, hold on, let me check this. I'm sure. Jojo.
Yeah, Andy Ruiz.
Yeah, Andy Ruiz took his O. I remember. And check that out. Andy Ruiz had 19 fights before he fought Joe Hanks.
Yeah, yeah.
And the big man Jojo has done it in six fights. So, you know, you got a lot of experience already. And, I feel Sam, your manager, has made a great point that you're more experienced as an amateur and more experienced as a pro. So I'm looking forward to this fight, Joe. If it gets made. We know it's getting made anyway. I want to know how much we're getting.
I want to know that too.
Well, Joe, man, your influences in the game, like, and I know, like, Ali was pivotal, like, you used to watch a lot of Muhammad Ali, you watch like loads of fighters, but what fighter apart from Ali do you watch like today? Like, because I know you study a lot of boxing, and like, people don't get your style of, it's, you're very, very deceiving, because people look at you and you're like, you've got this awkwardly style base. There used to be a fighter back in the day, I'm talking like,
it's slow motion.
Yeah, but this one, there's a fighter with hands and bricks. Yeah, I know. You know the story then, right? Of Chris Henry. There's a guy, Chris Henry used to go running, used to carry bricks with him. Chris Henry was the London ABA champion. Him and Harry Sr. used to fight.
Oh, yeah, I remember Chris Henry. Chris Henry,
tough man. He was just, he just had work rate, and he could throw punches in bunches. But then you see Joe Joyce doing all these martial arts caballero biz. Have you seen him do all these foolishness? Yeah,
look like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't understand.
Michael Jackson in the ring.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like what? Like you don't. So it's very deceptive, because I know that you've got that in the bank. It's just, it seems like you haven't opted to show that yet.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing martial arts all my life, and obviously started boxing when I was 22, so you know, I just need to I think I'm hitting that mastery stage now, so you know what I mean, so maybe more stuff can come up.
Well, bruv, we are really, really looking forward to this fight. Yeah, I mean, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure to have the juggernaut Joe Joyce.
Let me just give you the birth certificate name.
What?
Joseph Obey Joyce. I don't wait. Listen, you probably know it's not Obi, it's Obey.
Obey.
Yes, Joe. You see what I'm saying?
Powers.
Come on, listen. Oh. Joe,
come on.
Obey Juggernaut Joyce on The Fight Is Right.
Joe, thanks for taking time out to jump on the call. Yeah, thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, Joe.
And big up. Yeah. Sam Jones, pleasure. Trust me. Love ya.
Remember to like, comment, and subscribe to the Stamina for Soul YouTube channel. Sports Social Podcast Network.